One of my favorite things when I'm traveling in foreign countries is trying to read their road signs. Particularly, I love traveling in a place where English and the other language are shown next to each other on the signs. French in Canada, Cymric in Wales, Spanish in a number of places, and of course, that's only to name the places where I've been where English is spoken alongside another language. I did a little research this past week and discovered that as early as in the mid-1990s, states began to vote to make English the official language within their borders. I'm sure many of you remember that in 2008, Missouri passed Proposition 1, a proposition that made it a legislative amendment to our Constitution that English be the official language of the state. To this day, 32 other states, not to mention 5 territories, have passed similar laws. That's right. 32 states have an official language, and that language is English. You may remember that I moved here 7 years ago from Michigan, one of the handful of states that so far has resisted that impulse to make English their official language. So little did I know that when I moved here from Michigan to make my home here, I was landing in a place that had made it official, that the language I spoke was the state language. Of course, there's a sense in which English is de facto the official language. After all, unlike countries that I've just named, the road signs here are exclusively in English, almost exclusively at least. But for some reason, since the latter half of the 20th century, there's been a growing movement within our nation to claim an official language, to enshrine that claim in law. So what's this all about? This need to make one language, as it happens, the English language, to be the one true American language. Let me suggest to you an answer. An answer that showed up in a news story that I read not long ago. A story that read, quote, "Census data show that immigration is surpassing U.S. native births, and that by 2018, white children will be the minority in our country." By 2018, white children will be a minority in our country. Political movements like English only movement doesn't happen in a vacuum. In the context of this English-only movement is a major demographic shift that's been going on in our country for over 50 years. The movement to make English the official language of our country is a reaction to a fact that what was once the dominant culture in our society is on the way of becoming a minority. Now, I bring this up because this morning's readings actually have something to say about this. Because this morning's readings make it pretty clear that God doesn't have an official language. God's Pentecost is a celebration of diversity. You know, for many years, I thought the Pentecost story was the reversal of the story that we often hear in a first reading from the Old Testament. That story is the story of Babel. In that ancient myth, we hear a tale of a time when humanity spoke a single language. They all spoke the same language. It's a story that the ancients told in order to explain the origins of different tribes, of different languages, of different ethnicities. God takes one language in the Tower of Babel and turns him into many. I've long thought that the Pentecost story was a reversal of that ancient myth. I thought that at Pentecost, God united all the people that were in Babel, where they were separate. But I'm embarrassed to say that for all these years, I've been misreading that story. That's not what the Pentecost story is saying. Look at it again. It reads, "When the day of Pentecost had come, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit